have the liberty to merge both problem and people. This separation is very important. And the best part is this practice we have to do with them. Let's say, you know what? My dad, maybe every day I notice that whenever he puts anything into the dustbin, he never closes the lid. Okay. I am telling him every time, Papa, aap bhool jate ho, you forget to do this. And maybe a natural way to think is ki, hey, you know what? There is an issue with my dad. Like, he doesn't listen. He doesn't understand. Okay. I was thinking, what can I do? What can I do? Me see. Now I can't go back again and again and tell him. I just changed the position of the bin. Like, there are two bins. I took the first bin outside. Now, if he doesn't closes the first bin, the second dustbin will not open. So what I did is, I tried to separate the problem and the person. And without complaining, I tried to solve it. I'm just giving a very rudimentary and a very simple example. If you're becoming an entrepreneur, which means you have to handle your team, you have to handle your clients, you have to handle your investors, you have to handle your personal relations, you have to handle stakeholders. If you see problem in everyone, how will things work? So that separation is very important. And you as a leader, it is even more important. Reason being, there tomorrow if you become a team size of 50 or 100, then if you see problem in everyone, then they will leave your company. You have to find a way to work. This separation is very critical. That skill, and I'll tell you a very funny thing. Remember one thing. If you become an entrepreneur for years,